This is Bucky Bacall, host of the Backyard Chicken Broadcast. On an earlier show, I discussed the basics of chicken nutrition. My purpose then was to convey the basic tools for making sure a backyard flock has its basic needs met. Greens, grain, and protein, as well as a little bit of calcium for egg production, and some grit for proper digestion. And for the most part, it's really not that difficult. But in my own experience, and in interviewing my fellow chickeners, I've discovered that there's a lot of space between feeding your chickens adequately and feeding them well. I've also noticed an irony in that many who started chickening to free ourselves from reliance on corporate eggs and vegetables, insecticides, and fertilizers still are relying on corporate chicken feed more often than we need to. The problem with commercial feeds is they're designed to fatten up a bird for meat or to deliver enough nutrients for decent laying at minimal cost and effort. They're not designed for long-term health. And the eggs of a chicken on commercial feed lack nutrients and flavor. And finally, commercial feed is not that interesting to your chicken, who will eat it only to stave off hunger or boredom. Most commercial feeds contain fillers, the most innocent of which is way more corn than is ideal for a chicken's diet, especially since most of it is nutrient-poor byproduct from the corn syrup and corn starch industries. Even worse filler includes the meat of other chickens, many of whom died of disease. Commercial feed is also likely to contain hormones, antibiotics, and arsenic, which is used as an antibacterial agent. Organic chicken feed is increasingly available for backyard birders from pet or farm stores, but many of my listeners have reported that stores won't consistently stock it because it doesn't sell as briskly as they'd like. And even if you can get your hands on organic feed, it's still processed food, lacking the range of nutrients and flavor that really helps chickens thrive. And it's also a step away from the self-sufficiency and sustainability that most of us are aiming for when we start chickening. I do understand how someone with a dozen or more chickens will find they're not generating enough scraps to feed them, nor do they want to spend the time making their own feed from scratch. However, the advantage for an urban chickener, like me, with a flock of only 3 hens, is it's very manageable for me to experiment with methods of feeding my flock whole and unprocessed foods, and to strive to generate most of it from my own backyard. I know that the same techniques I've developed are possible on a larger, but still pre-industrial scale, especially since many of my techniques were inspired by small farmers I've read about. First, I'll talk about whole and unprocessed feed, and concentrate on self-contained in a moment. My favorite source of chicken feed has always been kitchen scraps. I cook predominantly from scratch, and mostly out of my own garden. When I do buy my vegetables from a farmer's market or a store, I always go for the ones that are sold with as much of the original plant as possible, because the portions of vegetables that don't make it onto my plate are often met enthusiastically by my flock. Carrot tops are a chicken favorite, and are very nutritious, even though they don't seem like very good eating to me. The same goes for cilantro or parsley stems. Celery leaves, cauliflower leaves, and broccoli scraps are all always a big hit. Having chickens to feed has freed me up to be more finicky about cutting off pieces of collard greens, kale, or spinach for mere aesthetic reasons, because I know they will be eaten by chickens who could care less if a bug once bit the leaf they are about to peck. And speaking of bugs, when a batch of my oats or couscous gets infected by moths, I am pleased to know that my flock will consider the added protein a bonus. They're also quite fond of heels of bread that have gone hard, provided I either break them into beak-sized pieces or soak them in water or soup stock. The bits of rice that have stuck to the side of my rice steamer are one of their staple foods, and also helps to keep them hydrated. Just don't cross that line into feeding food that has started to rot. They probably wouldn't eat it anyway, but if they did, it could bring disease to the chicken and your whole operation. Another way to feed your chickens whole foods that cuts cost and helps eliminate waste in the food stream is to shop at farmers markets or stores that sell produce that's past its prime at a reduced rate. That practice is less common than it used to be. Supermarkets would rather throw food out than let their shoppers think in terms of bargains, but it can still be done. Farmers market vendors often still do this, especially if you get to know them and explain that you're looking for chicken food. You may get great bargains on wilted but still good veggies that have been taken off the table for aesthetic reasons. You also might try dumpster diving. The sad fact is that most grocery stores throw out literally tons of vegetables a month because they don't fit their profile, and store policy is not to offer discounts. Even sadder is that most are so opposed to giving anything away that their dumpsters are locked down with nearly as much security as their jewelry departments. But there are a handful of grocery stores and many health food stores or food co-ops that allow access to their dumpsters. Ideally, you might even find a place where the imperfect vegetables are kept nicely separate from less desirable trash, like rotting food or oils. If you find a situation like this, you're doing a good deed by putting the nutrients from the food back into the soil in your backyard via your chickens and their poop. However, in most cases, bargain and dumpster hunting can be even more time-consuming than growing your own food. And that brings me to my ultimate goal, which is to feed my chickens mostly from my own garden and get as close as I can to a complete system where nutrients taken in by plants are eaten by me and the chickens, and in the case of the chickens, goes into eggs, which are also eaten by me. Then those nutrients are added back in through chicken poop. Just as with purchased vegetables, vegetables you grow for yourself will include bits you might not consume that would be prized by chickens. The percentage of carrot tops, stems, bug-eaten leaves, and stuff like that per vegetable yield will be even greater. There are many chickeners who actually throw that stuff down their disposal. Others toss it all into their compost bin at once, rather than setting it aside in the fridge to ration out to their flock. Furthermore, even in a small space, experienced gardeners can often feed themselves while also dedicating some space to chicken feed crops. For one example, if you're growing salad greens or arugula in the spring, there will come a point when the leaves are too bitter to be palatable, or the plants bolt. This is a great time to use those vegetables for chicken feed, or even open up the bed for the chickens to scratch and peck at for a few days before you plant another crop and fence it back in. Another technique I use is to hold off on weeding. Obviously, one should never let undesired crops crowd out the plants you're growing for food, but many people don't realize that light weeds in between rows of plants can actually help retain moisture. Just remember to monitor carefully and clip those weeds when they qualify as chicken snacks, but before they get big enough to compete with your primary crops. Not all weeds are nutritious or desirable to chickens, but a few examples of common garden weeds that make great chicken food include goosefoot, dandelion, pigweed, chickweed, and grass. And instead of pulling these weeds out, I just cut them at the base, which also leaves the soil undisturbed and allows them to grow back. Other crops that can be grown in the least fertile parts of your garden will also provide food that you can store over winter and feed as needed. Examples are sunflowers and mangel beets. Chickens love sunflower seeds, and they're a great, storable nutrition source. Mangel beets were very popular livestock feed before the industrialization of agriculture. They're relatively easy to grow, keep well in root cellars, and are an excellent part of a balanced chicken diet. One thing to remember is chickens have pretty good instincts when it comes to food. They know what they need, and if you focus on providing a variety of whole, unprocessed foods, you can pretty much trust the judgment of the chicken to pick out what they require. One benefit of feeding your chickens whole food is that it also makes you think about your own diet. If the chickens are eating well from scraps, that means you're eating well from the stuff that makes scraps. One of my favorite ways to feed my chickens a premium diet on the cheap is the bug field trip. Find out who amongst your friends has a lot of pest bugs in their yard or garden and hasn't laid out any poison to deal with the problem. Offer to bring your chickens over for a supervised debugging. I've found that depending on the size of the yard, you can virtually eliminate their bug problem with a big buffet visit and a follow-up or two after a couple weeks. Because the chickens don't know your friend's yard, it might help if you bring them to some of the known bug hotspots, which is nice because it makes the experience interactive. Although this method takes you outside your own yard and my self-sufficiency goal, it is a huge boost to the Bucky Bacaw agenda because it's one of the most effective forms of chicken outreach. In my experience, you show a friend firsthand how powerful a bug extractor the chicken is, and chances are you'll have a convert, someone asking you for advice on how to start their own flock. I'm Bucky Bacaw. I had a good time. Bucky Bacaw's Backyard Chicken Broadcast was produced by the Sagebrush Variety Show with support from Boise Community Radio and the Green Institute.